The Wolf One tip is to use smoke as cover by burning tires. Al-Qaeda fighters in Africa may need to do some of that soon. Today, President Obama informed Congress that a small U.S. deployment of troops to Niger was complete. CNN has reported that Niger's government has agreed to let U.S. drones operate from its territory, so those drones could put a lot of pressure on Al-Qaeda militants in nearby Mali who are battling French forces. To counter them, this tip sheet has suggestions ranging from the clever to the obvious.
Don't use your wireless device. Hide under thick trees. For Al-Qaeda fighters on the battlefield, words literally to live by. Those are among 22 tips for militants on how to avoid drone strikes. The Associated Press recently discovered a document with those suggestions in a building in Mali, where Islamist militants are battling French forces. The document had also been posted on jihadist websites.
The available evidence suggests that the drone strikes have been psychologically traumatic to Al-Qaeda. It's induced a high degree of paranoia in their ranks. They're fearful that they've been infiltrated by spies.
Osama bin Laden, shortly before his death, had written letters to other Al-Qaeda leaders with similar suggestions, saying their fighters shouldn't meet on roadways and move too much in their cars because many of them got targeted while they were meeting on the road. Bin Laden also suggested, quote, he should move only when the clouds are heavy. As for this other list of suggestions,
one of the tips, if you're in a car and you learn there's a drone after you, leave the vehicle immediately and all the passengers should scatter in different directions. Another one, set up fake gatherings of people using dummies to throw the drones off the trail.